Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Here we are again.
Howdy, howdy, folks. You're listening to an episode with me, Matt King.
And me, Mike Sheffer. I don't know. Sorry.
And it's just us. Just us. Once again, you guys really liked our last episode where we just interview one another.
Yeah.
And this is just really natural and us just talking.
Get to hang out with Matt and Mike for an hour.
So yeah, enjoy this episode of Hoot and a Half with me, Matt King.
And me, Mike Sheffer. Sorry, I'm not ready for the throw to. Also, quick aside, we will be taking a 2-week break after this episode because
we are going to be launching our own video version of the podcast. We still will be doing the audio version, but we want to prep and give you guys the video version and the best quality we can. So for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be laying low. But hey, during this time, feel free to listen to any of our previous episodes, ones you may have missed out on, and get excited. Tell your friends.
Also, keep an eye on Matt King's YouTube channel because before we launch, there may be a little King Super 8 surprise coming your way.
Oh, you already let them know it's Super 8?
Oh, should I not say Super 8?
Well, hey, okay. Maybe for the people listening, they can
just be excited. Yeah, if you have listened to the podcast, they get a little, little heads up.
That's your preview. So yeah, guys, get excited. Some very, very exciting things are coming your way. I hope you enjoy this episode. We back. We back. It's me and Mike. We back. We back. It's the two guys you really like.
Hey. How good.
Yeah, it was better than the other version you had.
Are you auditioning for Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No, I don't think. Is that show still around?
Yeah, they rebooted it recently.
Who's on it?
The same people.
Like Colin Mochrie.
Yeah, Ryan Stiles, Wayne Brady. And then they have a new host, Aisha Taylor, I think her last name is.
Is the dad from Outer Banks on it?
What?
Yeah, the dad who's in Outer Banks used to be in Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I'm going to assume it's Chip Esten talking about.
Yes, Chip.
Wow. Yeah. He does. He was also in The Office for a couple episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really good. I was trying to explain that to Todd the other day when he was watching Outer Banks. I'm like, he's a really funny improviser. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Did you watch Whose Line Is It Anyway growing up?
I did. But I did, I think, when I was watching a lot of the reruns, though, on Fox Family.
But was it like a...
Whose Line Is It Anyway was big when I was born.
Well, there's the UK version that was before we were born, and then they had it in the US with Drew Carey every week, like in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
I guess, what year were you born? 92?
92. Yeah. When were you born? 1985?
I'm 23 years old, so I was born in 2006.
Wait, what year were you born in?
1989.
Okay. So you kind of, like, there was like a summer where you could have been my babysitter. Like, my best friend's brother used to take care of us sometimes, like, during the summer. Not like a babysitter, but an older teenager who would just keep an eye on us during the day. And he was born in 88.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch. I feel like when you're a kid, 4 years is really not, like, a 13-year-old versus an 8-year-old. Like, I guess that is kind of a big enough difference.
Do you remember, like, what's that John Mulaney bit where he was talking about having a babysitter and just realizing, like, during that time, I was probably 9 and Jessica was 13. So what, she could just dial a phone a little better than me?
Yeah. Babysitting's a weird concept.
Did you have babysitters?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Not
once. I think like maybe one time in my whole life.
Because your parents never went out, or
correct,
they just trusted you that much?
A little bit of both, but yeah, they never would go out by themselves to dinner. Like, dinner was at home every night, all of us, and then we'd watch like Whose Line Is It Anyway or a TV show, and my parents were just home every night with us.
Did you ever have to babysit?
Once in a blue moon, they would go to a wedding or something, and I mean, by that time I was probably old enough to babysit, but I don't know.
But no one ever hired you to babysit?
Oh, no, I was never a babysitter, no.
Oh, I pet sit.
What is that?
It's like babysitting, but you take care of someone's pet.
Oh.
I feel like you don't get along with cats, though.
I don't like cats.
Why don't you like cats?
I don't, because cats are so hard to read for me. And like, I grew up with dogs and know how dogs work. And I never really met a cat until I was an adult. So I didn't have like experiences with cats, except one time Daron got bit by a wild cat in New York one time. And he had to get rabies shots when he was like a kid. So I just don't, because you can't understand what they're thinking or feeling. They don't have that expressive communication like a dog has.
Right. But that's what I kind of like about cats, is how independent they are. Like, I think dogs are better creatures, but I love how independent cats are, because if I had a dog, I would get bad dog anxiety. Like if I'm
what
out and about away from my house with my friends in my dog's home, your dog is usually panicking and whimpering, wishing that you were there.
Yes.
Your cat's like just chilling. Like,
yes. I think about what you say a lot all the time, is that dogs think that humans are God. But cats know that there is a God that's not humans.
Yes.
And
yes.
So there's a way that like dogs treat us is like, oh, this is everything. But a cat is like, all right, you're feeding me and you're taking care of me, but you're not the end all be all.
That phrase comes from some South American country where cats just roam all about it. And it's because they view cats as like a religious figure.
Dude, cats are literally lions and tigers. They have claws that come out like Wolverine from the X-Men, and they have weapons. They're just trained to murder you.
Yeah.
Like anytime, like I recently had a cat sit for a friend of ours, and when I would go over there, it's just me and the cat, and the cat is very affectionate. It's a great cat, but like the cat's laying on my stomach and her paws are on my stomach, and I'm just thinking like, this cat could just lacerate and send me to a hospital in under a second, and I'm just so scared of that.
But I kind of sometimes like, I have this weird like, what's the word, like masochistic like thing with cats. Like I kind of don't mind when they attack me. I've been debating on getting a cat lately.
What's the type of cat you want? A collared flower or something? What's it called?
A Scottish Fold.
I knew it had some fancy name.
They're like the Taylor Swift cat.
What does that mean?
Meaning Taylor Swift has a lot of cats, but she has one particular breed that's her favorite, and it's a Scottish Fold. And it's a little controversial because it is a designer cat.
So it's not a cat that looks like Taylor Swift.
No, which I think a lot of cats do. You think horoscopes are nonsense. I think they're fun. I don't live my life by the book of astrology.
Yes, that's the concern that I have.
If Mike's anywhere and he's talking to a girl, and the moment she brings up horoscopes, he like does a full 180, or you turn the conversation like back on her.
Because it's just a little bit of a slippery slope for what are supposed to be a scientifically literate society. And we're just throwing our ability to characterize people to some astrology that BuzzFeed decided, or like, I don't know, we can skip this for now.
Why? Because you're afraid Madison Beer's listening and she's going to be like,
no,
rolling her eyes once again at you. Like Madison Beer got furious at Mike one time because he was trying to.
It was the first night I met her too.
Oh, was it? And it was about horoscopes?
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like by having such a strong stance, I am a pretty opinionated person, and I feel like my opinion against horoscopes is sometimes stronger than people's opinions in favor of horoscopes. And that leads to sometimes conflict, which it's not necessary.
I think you need to find a good middle ground when it comes to approaching the idea. Just know that it's fun. It's a fun little icebreaker to get to know people. It helps you remember their birthdays. You can see if maybe you sync up with people on certain personality traits. You can laugh about your differences. If someone is really living their life by the book of astrology and saying that they choose not to be friends or choose not to be close
That's
to people
what I'm talking
on
about.
Opposing signs. I've never met somebody who has treated it that to the T.
That is my thought, is that when people bring it up, they are now categorizing you as an individual based on whatever the sun sign of when you were born. And that's like, oh, well, you're a Gemini, so I can't trust you. And it's like, what? How is that? That's not a fair assessment for meeting a person for the first time.
What's your sign?
Jewish. That's my go-to. What's your sign?
What do you think I am?
I have no idea.
You've been friends with me for years.
I don't know.
I'm a Cancer.
No, you're not.
What I hate is the name Cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say. That sounds...
Like, I remember when, you know, you're in middle school and there's always that one girl that gets the astrology book and it becomes the hot subject, and everybody starts saying, oh, what sign they are. Mine was just Cancer. And I was like, what? All these other names in the horoscopes.
Aquarius. Gemini.
Pisces. Leo.
Yeah.
And I get Cancer.
Ugh.
And it's the crab. But
is it?
It's the crab.
Can you name all the astronomical, not that you need to do it now, but can you name all the astronomical,
I could rattle off a lot, but I think I would get dry. But if you told me which one I missed, I'd be like, oh, I knew that.
What subject do you think you know the most about?
Disney Channel original movies.
Really?
Yeah.
More than music, TV shows.
If I was on Jeopardy and they had a category for like DCOM originals.
DCOM?
DCOM, like Disney Channel original movies, DCOM. Okay. I would go for, I'd say $1,000, Bob.
What's one that you'll put on? Like,
oh, not, I mean, $1,000, Alex. Especially in the 90s and 2000s, I'm pretty well versed in deep and above the average person when it comes to that area.
Is there categories of Disney Channel original movies? Are there romantic ones? Are there comedic ones? Are there holiday ones?
Oh, yeah, there's all different types.
So it's a whole genre.
Pretty much like throughout 1999 to 2004, Disney Channel was making an original movie every month.
Every month?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. A month.
Are they all up on Disney Plus right now?
Yes.
So are you reliving your childhood?
Most of them. They just released Don't Look Under the Bed, which has been a controversial one because it's about the boogeyman and it's really, really, really scary. It's terrifying. But this is kind of funny. Just now, Zane and I, we were sitting and watching The Exorcist, and Mike is terrified of horror movies. And you come over and you sit down, you're like, oh, what movie is this? And what do I say?
And you go, oh, this is like an old Marilyn Monroe movie. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's like from the 70s, so it has that 70s look. And it's the middle of the day. It's a nice day out. I'm just here to hang out, have a good time, sit down on the couch. And the first scene, there's like this medical doctor sticking something in this woman's neck. And I was like, what is going on? And Zane's like, no, it's a really cute movie. Like, this is just a weird part, but they're getting back to the cute part. And I was like, which one's Marilyn Monroe? And he was like, oh no, that's, she's coming in. And then turns out it was The Exorcist, which I've never seen before.
I was trying to see how long we could get you to convince that it wasn't The Exorcist. And by the time, like, the entire family's running up and they open up the door to the bedroom and the little girl is just, like,
possessed,
flying, like, all over the bed.
Yeah, that was during, like, the first 5 minutes, I was looking up Marilyn Monroe movies with characters named Reagan and there was just nothing, and I was like, what are we watching? And you guys, it was probably like a good 15 minutes where I thought that The Exorcist wasn't The Exorcist,
right?
But we watched a little. I mean, yeah, I kind of left about 15 minutes in.
You don't like horror movies.
I just don't understand why people would watch a horror movie.
I think just to give you a good fright and to make you realize that, oh, you know, things are never really,
what's wrong with
scary,
a good Adam Sandler 90s movie, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore?
Adam Sandler movies start sucking like around
some 2000s. Of them, but there are some classics. He's got Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, The Waterboy.
I think I put it on just to get a reaction from Zane because I think it would be hard to get Zane to say, hey, right now we're about to watch The Exorcist. Usually sometimes if I get my lunch before him and Zane's just chilling on the couch and I have full access to the remote, I'm going to put on something he wouldn't have the opportunity to say yes or no to, and
right,
then he usually gets sucked in.
Yeah, because you have a very good taste for film and cinema. Oh. So,
I mean, I'd like to think that. I mean, I'm constantly trying to expand it. But lately, I've been trying to get Zane to appreciate what a good movie is and what a bad movie is.
You made me watch a scary movie the other night, too.
Yes, Hereditary. We made you and Todd watch it.
Oh, yeah, he hadn't seen it before either.
No, and Todd had been, like, turning it down, like, multiple times. We're like, Todd, no, you need to see Hereditary. You need to see Hereditary. And he's like, oh, I just don't know if I want to get into it. And
it's good. It's a great movie. What was the other classic that you saw recently? Gone with the Wind?
Yes. Gone with the Wind. I saw Gone with the Wind for the first time, sit down, about 2 or 3 years ago, and I really enjoyed it. But now, when I go to bed sometimes, I like to have a little sound in the back of the room, and I usually like to go to sleep watching a movie. But what I love about Gone with the Wind, it's like 4 hours long, so sometimes, occasionally, like, you know when you, like, wake up kind of in the middle of the night, it's, like, still kind of playing. I like knowing that it's, like,
you don't turn it off?
I mean, I do. I let the TV turn off naturally.
I'm saying, but if you wake up in the middle of the night and the movie's still playing, you just let it continue to play?
Yeah. Then I go back to bed.
But you always fall asleep to some sort of sound?
Yeah, usually. Or, yeah, I turn it down just a little bit just to know something's kind of playing. I don't know. It's like my white noise.
I do that, too.
Yeah. What do you fall asleep to?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh, but then I bet when you wake up, it's already, you're on like season three.
So there's a couple different ways that you can watch Seinfeld online. I do it on Hulu now, and Hulu doesn't autoplay the next episode. So once the first episode's done, it's done.
Hulu usually does.
You can turn it off. I turned off the autoplay.
Oh, but sometimes when I turn on a movie on Hulu, next thing I know, I'm on season three of Handmaid's Tale. I wish Netflix did have this option where it looked like a TV guide and it was stuff that was already playing and you can just hop in and watch something, you know?
Yeah.
Just, that's seriously, because I waste so much time by the time I sit down trying to figure out, oh, what I really want to watch. I've finished my sandwich. I'm like, why am I sitting down here in the first place?
Yeah. Making decisions about what to be entertained by is something that I think somewhat interesting to think about, because growing up, we would just, whatever's on the Cartoon Network, that's what you're watching that day. One of the cool things about life, and this is something that it comes up once in a while, but you and I have crossed paths many times before we actually met and before like the internet stuff. One of them is mostly from South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
I think that that's like one of my favorite things is when we realized that we were both at a South by Southwest event together.
And we never even knew it.
Yeah. Like when we saw Vampire Weekend together in whatever, 2014 at Stubbs.
Same venue. I was there.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. It's wild when you look back on those types of things and realize that you were in the same vicinity as people. Like Aaron and TJ, who are getting married, Aaron Delpoy and TJ Petracca, they were even at the same shows in like the Boston area back in the emo days.
And really?
They never even knew.
And they never crossed paths.
Nope. I know, it's wild.
It's one of those things where like, for whatever the mumbo jumbo, the power of the universe, all that, but like, I do feel that there are some things where if it doesn't happen right away, things that are supposed to happen end up happening. So like you and I were at these events so many times. It was just happened to be the time of Davey Wayne's when we first started talking, but like the fact that we were at the Reggie Watts show at a different South By before that, we were at the Vampire Weekend show. That's one of those cool things I like exploring with people and friends of like some people you sort of just miss along the way over years. And then other people, the first time you meet them, that's it.
It's at just the right time. Yeah, sometimes it's crazy. The night I met Zane, the night I met Heath, the night I met Carly, we're all the same night and this same time.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that is one of the, and they were all like, Carly was visiting from Las Vegas.
Or she was visiting from, Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were visiting or you were here?
I was already here, but I had just moved out here. I had like zero friends and it was my first time like ever hanging around all the Vine people.
Right.
And yeah, Zane and Heath like came up to me, or I went up to them and they knew who I was.
But there was no, like that's not an example of you had crossed paths many times before. That's one of those where it's
that's fresh. But sometimes I wonder, though, that night with all of us meeting, we all clicked like really organically. Who knows how we would have ran into each other out here through all the internet stuff. It would have been that true. Like it was a perfect opportunity for us to like sit and get to know each other and be excited and celebrate what we were doing and hanging out.
I think of it like planets. Sometimes there's planets that are like orbiting each other and they just keep missing. And then after like three or four rotations, they finally crash into each other.
Right.
And then there's other times where the first time the planets come into the same orbit, they just smash into each other.
That's wild.
And so like you have that with Zane, Keith, Carly, like the first time you guys, because there's no way you would cross paths with a girl from Nebraska or two kids from Florida.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened. You know that that hasn't happened. But the first night you met them, boom, linked for life. Whereas me and you have like sort of been orbiting each other. And that Vampire Weekend show was so good too.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. That was, because they had just dropped Modern Vampires of the City, I think.
I watched that show next to Ellen Page.
Get out. There were so many celebrities at that show. I'm pretty sure Rosario Dawson was there.
Oh,
Donald
yeah.
Glover was there. I think Shaq. I think Snoop.
It was like the show of the night to go see.
Oh, dude, that was such a good time. Oh, have you ever like heard about those stories where some guy discovers that he was on a family vacation the same day as his wife when he was a kid, and then they look at their family photos and he sees like the younger version of his wife in the photos?
Yes.
Do you ever wonder how many photos of you are out there in like someone's family photo album?
I think about that a lot, of like how much your image appears where you don't know, or like how many people are talking or thinking about you that you don't know. That's like one of those things where I think about when you die, what are the stats you want to know about when you go to heaven? Will they give you stats about like, how many times did I actually do X, or who was really blah, blah, blah?
Do X? Ecstasy?
No. X as an example for some activity. But
right.
Like, how many how many hours did I sleep in my whole life?
Yeah.
We'll never actually know. You can't actually calculate that. Right. But if there's some after version of like, you can learn how many hours did I spend on the internet? How many hours did I spend on Instagram?
You're like, wow, I'm in heaven. Give me the data.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Show me my stats.
I would love to see an Excel spreadsheet of all the stats of my life.
I don't know. But I'm kind of the opposite where like I wouldn't want to know, because then I feel like I would, I don't know, get mad at myself if I think I napped too long or I did.
But like we have it right now. How many times did you almost meet Matt King before you actually met? Well, the Reggie Watts show, the Vampire Weekend, like, okay, the orbit was there. Like how many times did you potentially meet your whoever your wife is going to be before you actually met her? And then this guy from the Disney theme park has photographic evidence that they were at the park the same day. That kind of stuff.
Wow.
Really good. I think about that. Like, I think it's a very motivating factor to get out of bed and like go live life and say yes to things.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Hope you're enjoying this episode. We're just going to take a quick break to give a word from our sponsors.
We are supported by Manscaped,
who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming.
Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience.
Let's not kid ourselves. When you're grooming below the waist, it can be a little treacherous.
That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer.
The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents.
Thanks to advanced skin-safe technology pioneered by Manscaped.
Now, when I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower. And one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with the quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand, so you can show off your mower loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Trim that junk of yours.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOT20. That's HOOT20 at manscaped.com.
Your balls will thank you.
If saving money feels like you're moving in slow motion,
try Monzo. Download your new favorite bank and save on autopilot with roundups. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
And now back to the episode. I just got Mike some lemonade and now you're hesitant to try it.
Well, here's a weird thing is like flavorings are weird for me. Mostly just like,
go on.
Like lemon and lime flavored things are weird, because I think the first experience I had with lemon and lime flavor was in cleaning products. So my like association of lemon and lime artificial flavor is like drinking Pine Sol or like eating like cleaning fluids, because a lot of cleaning products have lemon scent or lemon fresh. And so my first experience with that when I was younger, before I had like a lemon flavored candy, was a lemon scented cleaner. And now whenever I have a lemon or lime flavored candy or snack, it's
just
like,
you feel like you're drinking just cleaning product.
Yeah, I just like
you're poisoning yourself.
Like natural lemon squeeze, great. Like I can squeeze a lemon into, you know, a drink or whatever, and that's fine. But when there's like candy, artificially flavored candy, I'm just like, ugh. There's like a weird like Pavlovian response I have to it.
Did you ever like accidentally
drink cleaning fluids? No.
Yeah.
No. Purposely. No.
Purposely? I don't think I've ever have. One time I accidentally ate a rock when I was a kid.
Slow down. Let's go over this step by step.
I accidentally ate a rock, and I'll never forget this. I was at my daycare, and it was nap time, and one of my friends had a chocolate chip cookie, but I couldn't have a chocolate chip cookie. I don't know why, because I actually think one of the kids at the daycare, his mom owned the daycare, and he would manage to get his hands on a chocolate chip cookie. And I was asking him, can I just have a little bit of the chocolate chip cookie? And he's like, I'll give you a little bit of the chocolate, because there were these thick chunks of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones where you could just like honestly just take off
like
the top. And he somehow,
you really have this memory,
palmed
drilled
the chocolate.
In.
He palmed the chocolate and then took like a little pebble out of like his shoe. Like it's one of those pebbles like on a playground. Like, you know, when like you had rocks on a playground. Handed me that.
Instead of the chocolate?
And I just popped it in my mouth.
And did you chew on it?
No, I like swallowed it.
Well, you could have really broken a tooth or something. That could have been terrible.
I know. I swallowed the rock. Like
and
a
then
pebble.
What? Did he tell you, oh, you just swallowed a rock?
I kind of, no. And then I realized it as it went down. Dude, it was bad. Like, I can't believe
crying?
I did that, but I definitely did do that when I was younger.
Were you crying?
No, I didn't cry.
Did you like
I
tell your like, mom,
I was, no, I was embarrassed. I literally swallowed it and just dealt with it. This tiny pebble. And I actually have never really brought that up until today.
I would cry over really pathetic things. Like I would cry about not being able to wear Power Ranger underwear when I was younger.
It was last week.
Did you ever used to like twin with your best friend? Like, oh, let's both wear our shirts the same day.
No, I do that now with you.
You wear a lot of my old shirts. You're wearing one of my old shirts right now.
Most of my style and fashion comes from my friends who have given me their clothes.
You kind of swagger jack though sometimes.
It's not kind of, and it's not sometimes. I unabashedly and unashamedly will see something that someone cooler than me is wearing, and I'll say, where did you get that? And I'll say, hey, can I get one too? Because I don't have a sense of style. I don't have a sense of fashion. So when people around me find cool shit, like you finding those shoes that you got me for my birthday, which I don't know if that's considered swaggerjacking.
No, I gave them to you.
Okay.
But I just got them for you in a different color.
Yeah.
But when we finished recording our episode with Casey,
his friend
came over. What was his friend's
name? Max Joseph.
Yes, Max Joseph. Incredible movie director. He was wearing these really sick Adidas gum bottoms. They had, you know, the Adidas three stripes. They were three different shades of blue, like a dark blue, a light blue, and like a grayish
blue. Which never happens with Adidas. No. They're always the same color.
These kicks were killer. And he was like, oh, I got them on this website. We get back. We're so excited. I'm going to hunt them down. Mike and I spent almost 2 hours searching the internet for this particular type of sneakers. And we finally found them, and there was only one left in stock. I bought them, and there was only one left in stock, so I felt like I had locked it in. I then had to leave town for some reason, and I was thinking they would have arrived. And then I came back, and you were like, don't be mad at me. And then I think you just gestured down at your shoes, and you were already wearing them. And I'm like, you bastard. I bought those. And then I look around to try to find my packages, and they never arrived. And it was because I had used PayPal and not my Visa, and I didn't get them. But I couldn't believe that you would buy the same shoes as me, Mike.
Okay, okay. My plan for when I bought these shoes, knowing that you had them too, I don't care to wear them out. I just wanted to have them because I think they're cool. And my plan was, anytime I wear them, before I leave the house, and I know I'm going to see Matt, I'll text Matt and say, hey, Matt, are you going to wear those shoes? And if you say yes, I'll take them off. And that way, you're the one who wears
them. What are we?
I'm just saying, because I know that that's why you don't want to get swaggerjacked, is because you don't want to show up to the party with the same shoes as Mike.
But we also run with the same group of people, and I don't want people to be like, oh, wait. Matt has those shoes. Oh, wait. Mike has those shoes.
Yeah, they're cool
shoes. This is a really silly argument.
Max Joseph has those shoes.
I don't want the people listening thinking I'm like this.
No, you're right. Because my old roommate, Derek, also the same thing.
But the thing is, Mike, I would never buy the same pairs of shoes as you.
Why? If it's cool, buy it. We can all rock it. That's what I'm saying.
Because now you're acting like we're in second grade.
Yes,
we're like, come on, we can all. What's wrong with us? I'll rock in the same pair
that's
of
what
shoes.
I'm saying. If I find something cool, like the new Adidas or the new Nike Kill Shots or whatever it is, like I sent them to you and I said you have first right of refusal on them. Like you can,
right?
You can buy, and you bought them and they look great. I don't need them.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
did do
them.
That. Yes, actually, okay. Good point, Mike. Good point. First time I met you, you were rocking the Nike Kill Shots with rubber laces.
Yes.
But we were also living in two different states.
Yeah, so, I was in New York and you were here.
And I bought the same shoes and I rocked the rubber laces. The rubber laces, people who are listening are like, what? Rubber laces? Guys, if you check out on Amazon, they are these things called rubber laces. And they're great for just your slip-on sneakers. I don't think you should wear them with boots or anything. But it looks like your laces are just in the most perfect shape, but they're actually rubber. And so,
yeah, basically, instead of laces in between the holes, you just put one strip of rubber that looks like a lace in between each set of holes.
So you never have to tie them. They're super clean.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in if there's something that you really want, don't buy it immediately.
Right.
Kind of keep an eye on it for a few days. And if you still want it a few days later, didn't get them. But what was funny is by the time I got back, I really didn't care about those shoes anymore.
I did feel bad because I realized that you're a little bit more sensitive about the swagger jacking that.
And I also want to clarify the reason why I thought I got them is because they didn't have them in your size.
Correct.
They only had them in my size and there was a few left. So I thought I was putting my flag down, claiming it as my kicks. And that was the end. What toy were you like obsessed about when you were a kid? Was there one that just made your Christmas morning?
We didn't have Christmas in our Jewish household.
No, I'm so sorry. But you got like 7 days of presents. Eight. So 8 days.
Yeah. Instead of 1 day of presents,
now,
we get
all the,
eight.
Now is Hanukkah, is it like eight big presents every day or does it work up to a really big present? Or
that's a great question. I think every family does it differently. Let me ask you this. I like this. On Christmas growing up, did you know what you were getting or was it always a surprise?
Always a surprise. One time when I was younger, I did sneak a look in my dad's closet and I saw two Red Ryder BB guns.
So you didn't know? You didn't get to like make a list? Did you make a list? Like can you explain this to me?
My dad actually worked for JCPenney, for JCPenney Corporate. They were based in Dallas. And he would give us like the JCPenney catalog. And in the back was like the toy section. And we would get a Sharpie and we would circle everything we wanted.
And then you would hand it in to him.
Yes.
And then you didn't know what you were going to get.
And I think obviously everything I circled I didn't get, but the things I would like really talk about a lot.
Were there any things out of left field that you hadn't circled that you got? Or like, oh my God, I didn't even know I wanted that.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Darren's Dance Grooves.
What is that?
You don't remember Darren's Dance Grooves?
No.
Darren's Dance Grooves with this cool guy named Darren, and he taught you all the dances from Britney Spears' music videos, Christina Aguilera's music videos, J-Lo's music videos.
Okay.
And I really wanted that, but I always remember those infomercials as a kid. Those were always the things your parents didn't want to buy you because you'd have to get them to call and
put
get
down
it shipped
the
to the
card,
house. It
yeah.
wasn't like when you were at the store and you saw it, you could be like, Mom, buy me this. It was like an extra process that would really have to annoy your parents.
Yeah.
And I got that for Christmas. And that was one I was like, could not believe that.
Did you learn the dance moves? Did you actually use?
But I mean, they went very, very fast.
What do you mean they went very fast?
Well, he was like, all right, 5, 6, 7, 8, and in, out the gate. All right, repeat. And you're just like this little 5-year-old, you know, hyped up on Dr. Pepper.
So it's not meant for children.
It's not meant for kids.
Okay.
I don't know. Anybody who bought Darren's Dance Grooves probably did not
actually
their
learn
coolness.
It.
That was one. But then I remember, you know, really believing in Santa Claus. And that was a Christmas where I was like, well, how did the elves make this or get their hands on this? Did the elves had to call the number? And then I remember that was the first Christmas where it's always weird that moment when you're a kid, you want to say thank you, but you can't
to your parents.
Because it's Santa got you these gifts. And that was one where I was like, thank you.
So you believe Santa was giving you these gifts?
Oh, yeah. For a while. Like up until at least fourth grade, I think.
That blows my mind.
I was a believer. Did you ever like crush on other kids' Santa beliefs?
No, well, because I went to a Jewish school, so I didn't have like super close non-Jewish friends. So the whole idea of Santa to me, like, you know what a mezuzah is on the door?
Yes.
I thought that. Okay, so we would have
that's the marker for Santa
to
not
like,
come in. He's like, oh, nut.
Yeah.
Do you have a mezuzah on your chimney?
Or like, no. Well, he was like, check the front door.
Did you ever have any like Christmas FOMO? Like, Mom, how come we don't celebrate?
No, because we had 8 days. Like, Christmas seemed to me like you get 1/8 of the
hype. Yeah, but
do you
guys have flying reindeer and milk and cookies?
I mean,
I'm totally teasing.
No, I get, like, there is a lot of folklore to it, which is nice. But the thing that was cool too is like you have Adam Sandler singing the Hanukkah song, or you have like the Rugrats Hanukkah edition episode, and it was like a rare thing to find a Jewish pop culture Hanukkah thing. And when you find that is like, oh, we're the cool ones because we have our own special little Rugrats Hanukkah. Like, everything is Christmas, everything is Santa, but we have our own little version of the Rugrats episode that's just for Jews. Remember, there's like a New York Times or something where, have you ever taken that test where
who's it says it, what's it says it, like, or that's the name of it, and it's a test that the New York Times has where they can figure out which region of the country you're from based on how you name
certain things
like, what do you call the grass in the middle of the road, like a median, or what do you call a bug that rolls up into a little ball? Some people
roly
call
poly.
It roly-poly. Some people have other names for it. What do you call the thing that you drink from in the hallway when you're a kid?
A water fountain?
Yes, but some people call it a bubbler.
A bubbler?
Do you call them tennis shoes, sneakers, or gym shoes?
Those are three different things. Sneakers, I guess?
Sneakers. Okay, like for me, I called them tennis shoes because my mom called them tennis shoes.
Like just like a pair of regular Nikes?
Like, yeah, like what I'm wearing. These are tennis shoes. Like they're not for tennis, but some people...
You just call them tennis shoes?
Yeah.
Did you? So did you, you? I assume you took this test.
Yes, I took the test.
Was it accurate?
Yes, pretty accurate. But mine skews a little differently because I think I have certain words that I picked up from my mom, and my mom's from Indianapolis.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I always think mine's a little off because I was raised with like two different perspectives.
But
in the house.
But it's actually not off. It's accurate that it's pulling the Indianapolis out of it.
Yeah.
That when I first took that, it blew my mind. Mm-hmm. It literally said Central New Jersey.
Yeah,
and I was
so
like,
For Aaron, it's cabbage night, Boston. And I was like, wow. And
that's one of the questions on it, too. Where yes. I was like, oh, wow. It's like you realize you're not living in the same world as everybody else.
Yeah, what's the name of the test?
The name of the test is How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's a good name for it.
No, it's perfect.
Did you watch Arthur the Aardvark?
Oh, my gosh. Every single day when you're walking down the street, get along with each other.
Oh, I guess it was a reggae song in the intro, huh?
It was Ziggy Marley. It was Bob Marley's brother.
Really?
Yeah. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Get to learn to walk and play. And get along with each other.
Wow.
You got to listen to y'all. Listen to the rhythm. Listen to the beat. Open up again.
Was that before school or after school?
After school,
I think
after
it was school,
but my mom,
school.
But my mom would sometimes she would VHS record and tape the shows when they would air during the day. So when we got home and right before we went to bed, we would watch that or Blue's Clues.
Oh,
dude, we love Blue's Clues so much that my mom would give us like these little our own handy dandy notebooks, and we would draw the clues with what was his name?
Steve.
Oh yeah.
We loved it so much that we spray painted our dog blue. No, I'm kidding.
My eyes widened so much. I like couldn't believe that. Oh, wait. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow.
What a great show.
My favorite time was mail time.
Oh, here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to yell mail.
It's crazy how big people are loving videos from like high schools and like 1995, or it's like the last day of high school in 1996, and someone will have some home video footage camera of them just walking around their high school filming all the students.
Wasn't it you that showed me like 7-Eleven at 3 a.m.?
Yes, 7-Eleven at 2 a.m. outside of Disneyland, and I think 1987. It's crazy. So these guys are just with their friends filming inside the 7-Eleven at this weird hour of the night, and it's wild, like all these people that come up to the camera and start talking to it, and just how much of a novel idea it was being filmed. Like people just got so excited and wanted just to be like, whoa, what's this for?
Or, yeah.
People were just so candid and willing to talk to it. Now, if you just went around starting to film people, everyone would
be like, oh, you're
out.
A vlogger.
Yeah.
Because also those video cameras back then were mainly for home videos. Like you would film your family with them and it's for memories. And to see it out in public was probably... Whoa, okay, let me... And then it's also a 7-Eleven at 3 a.m.
It's weird because, like, you see the manager of the 7-Eleven, like, smoking a cigarette inside the 7-Eleven, just talking with, like, another girl working there.
But then you also hear the guy behind the camera talking, and it like, kind of feels like a vlog, but it's... What year is it, 1987?
I think it's 1987. It's definitely late 80s, not 90s. But one time when I got my internship at 7-Eleven, their advertising agency, and I was on the 7-Eleven account, and that video went viral on Reddit. I sent it to my boss and like our team to show them, like, this is really cool because you get to see like all of the in-store promotions and advertising during that time. And then he sent it to corporate, and the CMO like replied back on my email and like said, thanks Matt so much for sending it. Like that was like a really cool moment. Like,
so you're 7-Eleven royalty.
Yeah, one of my first like weeks of the internship, it was like the best thing I could have like sent out as
an
intern.
Do you get free hot dogs every time you go in there now?
No, but on 7-Eleven when I was an intern for them, on the actual day, July 11th, I got to go around to like all the 7-Elevens in
the Dallas area.
And because you did this, you found this video? Or
no,
because you were
it was just we wanted to see how the day of 7-Eleven was doing where they give out free Slurpees and
stuff.
It's always weird, like at 7-Elevens, all the DVDs they're trying to sell. Like, who goes into a 7-Eleven and buys a DVD?
Who goes anywhere and buys a DVD?
You tell me, but clearly it's somebody who's going to a 7-Eleven.
DVDs are weird. Do you remember when DVDs came out?
Yes, I remember my friend Addison at his house. He had DVDs before any of us, and they were like those super skinny cases compared to the VHSs. And so it was always a big deal going to his place because he had DVDs.
What did you know about DVDs?
That they were basically like CDs. They weren't those massive chunks of plastic that would make sparks go off and a little movie appear. And it's crazy that we had VHSs. But yeah, I remember DVDs, and I remember my dad getting a DVD player for Christmas.
Yeah, I remember the big thing about DVDs was that you didn't need to rewind it.
Yes.
Like, that was such a crazy new concept of, like, back in the 90s, the event of the week was you go to Blockbuster on like a Friday afternoon, and then you rent a tape for the, and then that's the movie you're going to watch on Friday or Saturday night. You return it on Sunday, but if you didn't rewind the tape, they charged you more money.
Really?
Yeah.
They did that at Blockbuster if you didn't rewind? I thought it was just recommended. It was just be kind, rewind. It wasn't saying rewind or we're going to fine
you. Well, that's, I mean, the marketing of it is, yeah, they're not going to say rewind or we're going to fine you, but they would charge you more if you didn't rewind the tape.
I was just talking to my dad about this the other day. Before we had a Nintendo 64, we would go to Blockbuster and rent the Nintendo 64.
The console.
The console. They would give it to us in this big, chunky, like, black case. Like, it would look like you would store microphones or some type of instrument in. And we would go and use that.
Did you play it on the weekends?
Yeah, I think so. Or we would just rent it for the night. It was usually when I was having a sleepover and I didn't have a Nintendo 64 yet. And we would go and rent it from Blockbuster. But yeah, I remember when DVDs came out and it was such a big deal, like not getting it scratched. Because the worst thing was if your DVD got scratched. And there were all these little hacks on how to save the DVD. They were like, you put peanut butter on it. Did you ever know that one?
What?
Yeah,
no.
You put peanut butter and it would like heal the scratch, or you put shaving cream. And then at GameStop, they would sell you those like disc cleaner things where you would put the disc in and spray some ointment. Oh, yeah. They were like, all these little hacks.
I just remembered not needing to rewind.
The best thing were just bonus features too on DVDs.
The behind the scenes, and like you can start the movie. There was chapters in the movie where
there
were just
Easter eggs too in DVDs. Like there'd be on the Shrek DVD. Oh, if you go on one page and you press up, up, down, down on your menu remote,
right,
it would take you into like a bonus game or something.
That's like what I miss on like Netflix, is there is no bonus features. And I loved seeing that. There'd be full-blown documentaries on a DVD about the movie that, you know, when you buy the DVD, you just have that. But if you watch Back to the Future on Netflix, it's just the movie, and you miss out on all that stuff.
They don't offer that to you. But I guess that's their incentive for you to buy the full thing on
DVD. You gotta really want it.
Or just, no, just not DVD, but you can still get bonus features when you buy it.
Can you?
Yeah, on like iTunes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Also,
you get all
CDs,
the commentary and everything.
This
is a really, we're going down a nostalgic path right now. Do you remember the Easter egg on Microsoft Word 1997?
Maybe.
You could go into a flight simulator.
You can go into a flight simulator for Microsoft Word?
97.
No.
It was, you had to go to help. And it would bring up like the help option tab, and you had to put your finger right over the Microsoft Word icon, and you had to do like shift key tab something, and you clicked, and it would go into this like virtual flight simulator world where you were like flying over all these mountains. You never knew about this?
I had flight simulator. I had the actual game.
I mean, this wasn't a flight simulator where you picked planes out and you were flying over the world. It was this.
Like mini
it was like
a
Tron. It was this Tron world with these like little mountains, and you just like were soaring over it POV style, and everybody would hack into it all the time.
Never heard about this.
Wow. Well, we're gonna have to YouTube it. Later to show you after this.
Sometimes I think about urban legends and how they passed from town to town all across America without the internet.
Well, the first one I ever heard, and it was because of this girl, Katie Baroni's mom worked at a daycare, and she told me that a kid at her daycare ate Pop Rocks and soda at the same time, and the kid's stomach burst. And I believe that
that's
for
one of them.
Years.
That's one of them.
That's one.
Like Medusa or Bloody Mary, like those are ones.
Oh, yeah.
If you go into the bathroom and say Bloody Mary three times. Yeah. It's like, how do you know that in Texas? And I know that in New Jersey before the internet.
Oh, yeah. Like, how does it spread?
How does it spread?
The thing is, those have been going around since the beginning of time. Our parents knew about it.
About Bloody Mary in the bathroom?
Yes. 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 Those have been around for a long time. I'm pretty sure the Bloody Mary ones have. There have been multiple times where I've said like some joke or something, and my dad's like, oh yeah, we used to say that one when we were kids.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it is weird thinking about when things really do catch on.
Like,
and how does it spread?
Pre-internet.
Or there was also one, someone made a YouTube video recently about Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg.
The Batmobile lost the wheel and the Joker got ballet.
See, wait, the Joker got away. You said does
the Joker does ballet.
No, see, it's different.
But like we both have a different version of the Jingle Bell song about Batman.
Yeah, a guy on YouTube though hunted it down and like did a whole bunch of like research and like surveys asking people to submit like their age where they learned this. And I think a big one was from The Simpsons, kind of started that
one. Oh,
interesting. Because you just say Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, but then there's all of these other different variations that they think just took on organically through kids during that time.
We actually talked about this also recently, but did you know that all Fruit Loops are the same flavor?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a...
Yeah, I'm kind of not... Now that you say it, that makes sense. Because I did... But were Trix all different flavors?
I don't know about Trix. I thought that it was Skittles, and I was like, no, guys, I'm telling you, Skittles are all the same flavor.
No, Skittles all taste different.
Yeah, so I was Mandela affecting it with, with Fruit Loops, but apparently Fruit Loops, and maybe I'm still wrong, it might be Trix, but there's some like cereal that, even though they're all different colors, they're all the exact same flavor.
I can see Fruit Loops all... Wait.
But like, I kind of feel like the yellow Fruit Loops had a different flavor.
I think Apple Jacks had different flavors, right?
I know.
At least the
Apple
green
Jacks.
Ones had different ones, different flavors than the orange ones. I loved Apple Jacks.
That is a very Matt King cereal to like.
Apple Jacks?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Apple Jacks.
You look like Apple Jacks. Like your whole.
Oh, what? Oh, come.
I like this new bit that you're doing where we'll see some character or some actor and they'll just be like, oh, Mike, you really remind me of JoJo Siwa.
This was an interesting podcast.
Yeah.
I hope people enjoyed it. Hope you liked it.
I think I feel like this is what it's like hanging out with us.
Exactly. And for you guys listening to us, we're always having to talk to other people, getting to know them. These are just little moments where you want to get to know us.
I think people are interested in. I've seen some reviews and gotten some comments of like, hey, I would love to hear just you guys talk. So.
No, I like these. These are such a breeze.
And so easy.
And I'm so excited for the guests we have coming up. We may be taking a slight break, or we are going to be taking a slight break to prep us for our
video version,
which is really, really cool. We just want to have extra time to really make sure that we are giving you guys the best quality and setup for those podcasts. So take a break, listen to any other episode you haven't listened to.
We will still have the audio version. Oh,
yeah. The audio version, yeah, will totally be along with the video. But thank you already to you guys who have been listening to the audio version. It really means a lot. But yeah, we'll be taking a little 2-week vacay to prep and bring you guys that video version as well. But once again, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened to the others, go listen to it. If you have never left a review, leave one. It really means a lot. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And yeah, have a great day.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.